Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1167 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What's up, y'all?
So we're trying to adjust our sound levels, get them more even, because somebody had made a comment that I was a little bit lower than what Tracy was, which we had kind of caught that the other day and started playing with.
Yeah, we did.
Freddie gets up here and messes with settings, and we don't necessarily catch it.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. So, I'm sorry my voice is so loud.
But hopefully this is a little bit better.
I hope so.
All right, so Tracy, we...
Oui, oui.
Are you French now?
Oui, oui, oui. With your pee-pee.
So we're going to do... People had sent in, there was an article I read where people, they asked them to send in their scariest stories, just stuff that happened to them.
Okay.
All these are really short, but they're kind of cool. This one was submitted by Lori McGee from Grove City, Iowa. And we've been to Grove City, Iowa, or I mean, Ohio, not Iowa.
I was going
to
say, when the heck was we in Ohio? I mean,
Iowa.
Stop. When were we in Iowa?
That's easy for you to say.
I know it. Shoot.
Now, Grove City, Ohio is, if I remember correctly, it's right outside of Columbus. And remember, that's where our hotel was when we went to see Green Day.
True. I think you're right. I do remember that now.
Anyway.
Not really. Just kidding.
My 3-year-old son was trying to take a picture of me. He didn't realize that the camera was backward. He took several photos within seconds of each other.
Aww.
So I grabbed the camera back when he was done, and I started erasing the photos to make space. The first two images were blurry duds, but when I got to the third picture, there was a startling face behind his.
Oh my gosh.
I've never seen this person in my life, and we were the only two in the home.
Did she keep it?
Well, I don't know what she did with it.
Oh, I hope she kept it.
Surely you know that once this ends, that's all the information
oh.
I have. I didn't get to call him up and research it or...
Oh, my Lord, I would freak out if that happened, for real.
This next one was submitted by Mike Morosky from downtown Cincinnati. I think this is a Cincinnati newspaper. I ran a nonprofit coffee shop called Choices Cafe on the corner of 15th and Elm Streets. That's already bad, Elm Street.
Because it's a nightmare? Why? Is Elm Street bad?
No, that's what I'm saying,
Elm Street. Oh, you just, oh, yeah. Okay.
It had a huge sub-basement with a lot of remnants and bottles. It was totally haunted. Many high school students engaged in service learning activities there. One night, we were outside the shop around a fire, and I took a picture of a young man. What came out shocked us. Okay, that's all he said, though. You'd think there would be a little more.
There's nothing else?
No, that's
okay,
all he said.
Okay, well, that was a waste of my time.
Oh, I see. Where they got a picture here, and it's like the picture of the fire. It looks like a demon or something. That's
what it is. Oh, okay.
All right.
Dude, don't leave us all hanging like that.
This one's by Stephanie Ater, A-T-E-R, Fayette County, Ohio. I was in the kitchen with one of my kids while she was eating. I took a picture of her and I posted it on Facebook. That's when people started asking me, who's the man in the background? Her and I were the only two in the home. I looked at the picture again and you can see an older man standing, looking around the corner of the pantry. Our house was built in 1877.
Holy man, I wish we could just get that lucky. That's so cool.
You got to just go to a haunted house and see flashlights turn on and balls drop off.
Dude, I know. That was amazing. I probably would have run out, though. I can't be acting all brave and stuff. If I seen somebody peeking around the corner like that, I would have probably jumped out the window.
This is submitted by Chris Stutz, Milford, Ohio, which we were just at.
Yep.
I used to live in an apartment in Milford that was so haunted I had to move out. Candles were tossed around. Half-body apparitions would float in the hallway.
Oh, Lord.
Well, what are they supposed to do? They don't have any legs.
Well, that's awful.
Different color orbs would float around my room. Then, there were even scratches on my wife's throat. The list goes on. It was evil for sure. I have plenty of pictures to back up my stories. The one picture below is that of a half-body apparition from the waist up to the neck that would walk around in my hallway at night. Okay, if it's from the waist up, it ain't walking around anywhere.
He's floating.
The same.
Well, where's the picture? Does it look like it?
Yeah, somewhat. I can't really see it fully because of the way my setup is. It won't let me open the pictures on all of them.
No. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Just imagine it in your mind.
Here's one from Melissa Kottmeyer from Florence, Kentucky.
Hey. Hey, y'all.
Weird things were happening in my house. Unexplained noises, doors and cabinets opening. I set up a motion detection camera in my basement. I caught what looks like an old man walking in front of my computer. You can see through him. There is something behind the chair also. Not sure exactly what that is.
Did it look like a human form, I wonder? Is that what he's saying? Or just something that he didn't know?
Don't know. So let's do one more quick one. I was taking care of an elderly patient. This is from Richard Cathcart. That's perfect for taking care of an elderly patient.
Cathcart? Oh, sorry.
Milford, Ohio. I was taking care of an elderly patient as part of my job when one day she said to me, "Get these two men out of my room." She also said, "They've come to take me away." Hee hee ha ha. She was acting confused, which wasn't normal for her. Other than that, she seemed okay. I went home shortly after. I learned the next day that she died about 20 minutes after I left.
Well, I have something to say about that. When my mom was, I don't even know what they call it now.
Hospice?
No, when she was in the hospital and they called it something, when her last, I can't even think what it is now. I mean, she wasn't close. I mean, she wasn't dying, but she was in the beginning stages. I don't know what that's called. Do you know what I'm saying? I can't think of what it's called, but anyway, Daddy would be in there and she would get so mad at him. And we're like, "Why are you getting mad?" We didn't understand. And she saw these two women as plain as day in the room. Now, it wasn't nobody in there but Dad. And we was coming up to the room. We just kind of stood out the door and we could hear her kind of saying, why are these two women in here with you? You know, and we're like, "What is she talking about?" And, you know, and Daddy said, honey, there's nobody in here with me. And she would get pissed. I mean, she'd be like, "You're lying to me. I'm looking right at him." And unfortunately, I think that's something that happens.
Yeah.
For the process of when you're maybe getting ready to pass. And I wish I could think what that word's called because it's going to drive me crazy. But, you know, and that's probably what was going on with her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that was, and that's hard. That's hard to witness that. So we just kind of told Dad, like, you know, "You're just going to have to kind of go along with it, you know, just appease her so she don't get upset and, or things like that." But that could have been what that was, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Or that could have been.
Or it could have been.
Her people coming to get her.
That's exactly right.
All right. Thank you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more.